Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Promising to be the president of law and order, President Donald Trump today said he will call out the military if need be to stem violence that has broken out at some protests across the country. The president's remarks in the White House Rose Garden coming moments before a two-day curfew went into effect in the nation's capital, and as police and protesters skirmished just blocks away.
America needs creation, not destruction. Cooperation, not contempt. Security, not anarchy. Healing, not hatred. Justice, not chaos. This is our mission, and we will succeed. 100%. We will succeed.
Protests have broken out across the country over the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis during an arrest where a police officer was shown on video kneeling on the black man's neck. An independent autopsy done by Floyd's family found he died of asphyxiation. The mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, has relieved the city's police chief from his duties following the fatal shooting of a black man there early today. He's also extended the city's curfew through June 8th. WFPL's Stephanie Wolf has that story.
David McAtee was shot and killed about 20 blocks from the location of protests related to the death of Breonna Taylor and police violence against black people. But officials say Louisville Metro Police and the National Guard were called to the scene of the shooting to enforce curfew, and that officers discharged their weapons in response to gunfire. Mayor Greg Fisher says an investigation is underway.
As I learned about some of the details about what happened last night, I learned that the body cameras of the officers present were not activated. This type of institutional failure will not be tolerated.
David McAtee sold barbecue. Friends and family say he often gave food away, including to police officers. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Wolf in Louisville.
To protest the police killing of George Floyd, some of Viacom-CBS's cable channels went dark today. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on their support for the Black Lives Matter movement.
This was the only sound on MTV, BET, Comedy Central, and Nickelodeon. Breaths for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the amount of time George Floyd was under the knee of a Minneapolis police officer, and on a black screen his words, "I can't breathe." Amar Jean Christian teaches communications at Northwestern University.
I do appreciate their work in connecting entertainment to activism. Where I think Viacom and many of these other media companies could do better is actually supporting black people in the production and distribution of their shows.
Still, he praised Viacom's video for going beyond statements made by other media companies. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Stocks close higher on Wall Street, the Dow up 91 points. This is NPR. The number of confirmed cases of coronavirus globally has passed 6 million, according to the World Health Organization. NPR's Jason Beaubien says the fastest-growing outbreaks now are in Central and South America.
The center of the coronavirus pandemic is now solidly in the Americas. And while the outbreaks in the U.S. and Canada have started to decline, that's not the situation in much of the rest of the region. On Monday, Brazil reported 33,000 new cases to the WHO, the most by far of any country, and nearly twice the daily total for the United States. The WHO's head of emergencies, Mike Ryan, says Peru, Chile, and Mexico are also among the top 10 countries for new cases.
I would certainly characterize that Central and South America in particular have very much become the intense zones of transmission for this virus as we speak.
And he says in many of those countries, the outbreaks have not yet peaked. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
Facebook employees were using Twitter today to register their frustration with their boss, Mark Zuckerberg, over his decision to leave up posts by President Trump suggesting protesters in Minneapolis could be shot. While Twitter demoted and placed a warning on a tweet from the president that read, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts," Facebook has let the president's comments stand. Zuckerberg says Facebook's policy is to allow as much expression as possible. Facebook employees today staging a virtual walkout to protest the company's decision, taking time off to support protesters. Crude oil futures prices closed lower. The oil was down 5 cents a barrel today to end the session at $35.44 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.